Welcome, everybody, to CADcast 23. I'm your host, GBD, in Tokyo, Japan, and we're joined by...
Wombat.
Where?
In New York. New York City.
Yes. Yes. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to the show, Wombat.
Thank you, and it's always nice to be here. It's nice to hear your fine dulcet tones over my headphones back home.
Well, I'm a little sick today, I have to say. I inherited a cold and sore throat from Mrs. GPD, who inherited it from her boss.
Well, at least now we know how she got her job.
Right. How? Getting transmitting disease? Well, we're going to give the show a good try today, even though I'm going to complain at any possible opportunity.
That's okay. If anything, it may be a little shorter than normal. So.
Right. And worse than usual.
And worse than usual.
Well, first I want to brag about something.
Oh,
before
please.
We start with the new releases, I'd like to brag a little bit because I finally got my first cheap ass gamer deal in Japan.
Really?
My first truly, truly legitimate CAG deal here. I went to Akihabara yesterday with the King Rocker, fellow CAG, one of his friends, and we did some shopping. And I picked up two cheap Xbox 360 games.
Cool. What games and how much?
I picked up King Kong for about $17.
Wow.
Right. And I picked up Need for Speed for about $20.
Not bad.
Not bad, right?
And that's...
They're used, but they're mint. You know, obviously the shit here is pretty tight, you know.
And it's not the, it's the U.S. version, not the...
It's the U.S. version, total U.S. version. So I was very excited about that. I feel like there's hope for me now, you know. It was tough going for a little while.
A little rough, patchy, rough water yes. moment.
And I also completed my RoboCop figure collection.
Really?
So it was a big day for me yesterday.
Cool. Do you have the figure of the guy who gets covered in the toxic waste?
No, they don't make him.
Why not?
But you have to ask the company that makes them.
I'm surprised you haven't started an online petition.
I don't know. I'm not that dorky. Anyway, I just wanted to... I just sort of... Okay, I am that dorky. I don't do online petitions. I'll tell you that right
there
now.
There you go. Yeah, you don't know
but
how to
I am dorky it. Enough that I buy the RoboCop figures. And I actually paid a premium to buy, like, the hard-to-find ones. Because it's, like, totally random. They're in a box. Anyway, enough about my RoboCop addiction. I think it's time to jump into the new releases, because there's a few.
There's a good amount this week. Decent amount, we'll say.
I want to thank Shack News, who puts together this list of the new releases on Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, making our job much easier. In fact, I'm reading it off the page right now because I'm too weak to even put together a proper outline this week.
Yes.
So we're sort of winging it.
Yes.
But,
I'm just
going to
say
let's
yes.
Give
I'm
the
your
start.
Yes man.
Yeah, well, yes. You're my yes man.
Yes.
Good. I need more yes men in my yes. life.
I'm the only one.
Yes, that's why I need one.
Just the one.
Let's start off with the multi-platform releases this week.
Sure.
We got Dynasty Warriors 5 Empires, which is for the PS2 and Xbox 360.
And that's more Dynasty Warriors.
It's more Dynasty Warriors. I mean, I read the reviews, and it basically said it's more Dynasty Warriors. The Xbox 360 version, yes, the graphics are better than the PS2 version, but... They're not of the caliber of 99 Knights, which is the Dynasty Warriors clone that is coming out in a little while in Japan. So I don't know. What was the review for that?
I think it got like most places, like a 7.6-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 7.1 from GameSpot. Yeah, I can tell you that it's more of the same. I did play some. I played like the demo of it. It's Dynasty Warriors.
Cool.
What are you ringing over there?
That was my phone, yes.
Damn, you got friends and everything.
No, that would be my Mrs. Wombat's mom.
Right, there you go. She's okay.
The Wombat mom-in-law. Mombat-in-law. Right. Mombat-in-law, that's right. Good. There we go. Mombat.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So that's, yeah, I didn't see any reviews for Dynasty Warriors for the PS2, but the Xbox 360 got the 7.1, so whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'll be the first person to say it. I don't hate Dynasty Warriors.
No, I like it, but I just played so much of it that I don't know if I need to play anymore.
If you need to play anymore, I understand that.
Yeah. Mrs. Chibi always kind of liked it, though, because you can level up the characters and stuff, and there's so many different ones.
There's like a billion.
Maybe if I find it cheap, I'll get it.
I think at this point, this game should be released at a budget price right off the bat. It should be 20 bucks.
It's still so popular.
I guess.
All right, let's go on to our next multi-platform game, and that would be...
Full Spectrum Warrior?
Yes.
Ten Hammers.
Yes. Well, that's out for the PS2, Xbox, and PC.
I never really played the other one.
I did.
What'd you think?
It's more of like a strategy game than it is an action game. You know, while it may look like sort of the Ghost Recon, you know, you don't actually shoot anything.
Mm.
You sort of tell your guys what to shoot at and, you know, where to go. But it's not an action game per se. The online was kind of fun, in that you could do co-op with someone, and you know, it was the same exact game except you just could talk to your friend while you were playing, basically.
That's cool, I guess. I mean, you know, there aren't enough games that are different and like that. I'm not saying it's going to be, you know, it sold enough, obviously, but it also went down in price the first one really quickly.
IGN gave it an 8.2 for the Xbox version. I think, you know, basically they said, here's a quote from IGN. They said, you know, why is it we're not feeling so overwhelmed by this deeper sequel? Well, somewhere down the line, Full Spectrum Warrior 10 Hammers lost us. The game nature is still rock solid and hardcore. It's just not as fun as it once was, partially due to the complexity of the controls. Yeah, it's sort of, you know, it's not as probably a fun game as Ghost Recon, because you don't get to shoot anything, for real, you know?
Yeah, you just kind of plot.
You're plotting and you're telling people to shoot things.
Yes.
So that's 10 Hammers. I think that, you know, if you've played the first one, you probably know a lot about the second one. And if you're not interested in a strategy type game, you're not going to be interested in this.
Like Dynasty Warriors. If you like Dynasty Warriors, you'll like Dynasty Warriors 5. If you like Full Spectrum Mario, you'll like the 10 Hammers. I guess that's pretty much what we're going.
You may want to check out Ghost Recon if you have an Xbox 360.
There you go.
Okay, next is a game called Warpath for Xbox and PC, which I've never heard of.
I've never heard of this either. What's the deal? Did you find any information on it?
I don't know. Let me see.
Do you want me to sing to everyone while I wait for you to look up?
Oh, I don't know. It's a $30 game.
Oh.
So, I don't know. I can't find anything too compelling about it.
But, exciting. Yeah.
Who knows? Check it out. It's $30. There's no reviews or anything up, so. Oh, wait. Now it says that this release is postponed till June. So, screw it.
I'll wait till June.
Right. I guess Shaq News got it wrong.
Stupid shit.
Anyway, but I still like them.
That's the last time we go to Shaquille O'Neal's video game website.
No, it ain't. I like it. It's easy. It makes my life easy.
I bet it does.
Let's move on to the PS2 releases this week.
All right. What we got?
Well, the big one this week
is a big one. Big one.
What's that?
The big one.
The big one is Kingdom Hearts. Kingdom Hearts 2.
Kingdom Hearts 2 with Mickey Mouse.
Have you played the first Kingdom Hearts?
I did play the first Kingdom Hearts, and I had a lot of problems with the first Kingdom Hearts.
Uh-oh.
I know. This is where everyone gets to tell me how much they hate me.
Flame Shield Activate.
You know what my problem was with the first Kingdom Hearts? I veered off.
Form of a bucket of water.
I veered off. I'm not
Form
even staring
of an
at
elephant.
The screen anymore. You know when I'm on something because I'm just getting ready. I'm in rant mode.
Right. Okay, let me have it.
When you were playing the game, besides the fact that the camera was just god-awful.
Okay.
There was no real, like, if you got back up to a door.
Yeah.
And you got too close.
Yeah.
And you were, like, in mid-fight.
Yeah.
It would automatically send you into the next room. And you'd have to sit through the load times, which were pretty long in that game. The load times were god-awful from room to room. So you'd be fighting, like, four guys. And they'd push you back into the corner up against the wall. Next thing you know, you're up against the door. Then you hit the swing your key button, which also is the open the door button.
Right.
And next thing you know, you're in the next room and enemies respawn. So those four guys that you had half their health down.
Right. You got to go back.
You got to go back and start all over again. And that drove me nuts. And I just.
Well, my problem with the first one was that I got lost a lot. And there was a lot of times where I just didn't know where I was supposed to go next.
Yeah.
You know, and like there's a lot of backtracking in that game.
That and Walt Disney was an anti-Semite, so you know I had issues.
Was he really?
With that. I don't know. Just.
Oh. Anyway, I read the review on GameSpot and IGN. GameSpot liked it significantly more than IGN. GameSpot gave it an 8.7, IGN a 7.6. The camera is better to address your concern. Now you use the right analog stick instead of the shoulder buttons.
Which is good.
Which is good. Apparently it works better. Not perfect, they say, but better. But the major complaint from both of the reviewers was that the game is now way too easy.
Ah.
And that while previously the fighting was sort of challenging, I remember it being pretty difficult.
It was kind of difficult. I mean, the game was the other reason why the game made me so mad was you could tell that there was a good game in there.
Right.
It just wasn't good enough.
Well, now it's way too easy. The guy said, basically he said, you know, he could play the game and just keep pushing the X button and, like, talk to his friend and not even, like, control the character and clear the rooms. No problem. The IGN guy said that. In fact, he said that he made it through the entire game without even using magic, the offensive magic.
I'm trying to do that in Oblivion, so...
Oh, really?
I still don't really know how to use my magic. Someone's going to laugh at... I'm sure a lot of people just laughed at me and called me a...
loser
that I've never... Yeah. I know how to use the magic. I just can't really seem to get it to work for me. Like, every time I try to use magic on someone, nothing really of any effect.
Stop teasing me, because I don't have mine yet.
It's good.
This week it's coming.
It is good.
Anyway.
But then again, I'm not really using a magic-based character. Right. So.
Well, back to Kingdom Hearts.
Yes.
The guy said the IGN reviewer said he finished it on the normal mode, and then he went back and played it through hard mode, and it was still too easy.
Interesting.
So that's sort of a big problem, I guess. But, you know, it's got the Tron level, so it can't be all bad.
But it doesn't have Tron. Light cycle racing.
I don't know.
It doesn't.
I don't
think so. No light cycle
Probably
racing.
Probably not.
Yeah, I know. Which
okay,
actually...
So that's Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah. Okay, what else we got?
What else we got? We got Beat Mania for the PS2.
Is that like the game with the thing and the stuff that I'm thinking of?
Yes. It's the game with the record player and the keys.
Yeah. The mixing,
that's been out in Japan for
scratching?
About
scratching.
50
that's,
years.
That's the one
I'm
looking
at. Right. Scratching. Yeah, scratching. I don't know. The IGN gave it a 6.
How much does it cost to get the peripheral in the game?
It's $65.
That's too much scratch.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that was a good pun. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
It was awful.
Thank you.
Basically, they said that, you know, they like the whole controller and that the whole premise of the game is fine, but the death blow to the game, despite the fact that it has 50 songs in it, is that they're almost all terrible. In fact, the guy used the word on IGN used the word horrid to describe the songs, and also. It seems like the placement of the notes, you know, because it's a rhythm game.
Yeah.
You know, you push the keys in time with the notes that appear on the screen. It's like at times it seems like they're really random and that they don't even fit on the beat. So it sort of defeats the whole point of having a rhythm game when there's no rhythm in it.
That's not good.
Right. So he gave it a 6 out of 10.
Cool. Well, meh.
Yeah. Meh. So too bad. Too bad. People who were waiting for the American version of Beat Mania just waited, like, you know, 5 years for crap.
And, you
apparently.
Know,
but we'll see.
Such is life.
Such is life. We also have Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter for the PS2. I didn't see any reviews for the PS2 version, but
I
know that
I.
the Xbox version
mediocre.
Did not get very...
We'll say mediocre to be nice. I don't know why we're being nice, though.
Yeah. Didn't it get sort of lackluster reviews?
It got ripped a new one, I believe.
It did? I can't even find it. I'm looking on here right now.
Try game rankings.
Well, I don't know. It didn't get good reviews. I'm guessing that the PS2 version isn't going to be much better than the Xbox version.
Yes. So what's next?
Oh, it got a 5.9. The Xbox version got a 5.9.
Yeah, that would be ripped a new one. I stand by my previous statement.
Yeah. By the way, I finished Ghost Recon for the 360.
Yes. Yesterday. And?
It took me 9.5 hours. You know, I didn't find it that difficult, I have to say. I did have a few stretches where I kept dying, but it was never to the point where I got overly frustrated or, you know, just turned off the 360 in disgust. It was a fun ride, I guess. It was short. I don't think there's much replay value in it for me for the, you know, maybe to get the extra points for my gamer score, but I don't know. And the online multiplayer isn't doing it that much for me either, so I don't know.
But what what online multiplayer is doing it for you?
I don't know. We had a good time playing new Call of Duty patch. The new patched Call of Duty.
It's
pretty
sweet.
Fun.
It is sweet. It's fun. I highly recommend it. I'm enjoying that more than Ghost Recon.
Yeah, those of you who sold your Call of Duty back or traded it, the online multiplayer is quite fun now. We played we had no lag, and you know, you get to change the maps and everything, and everything that you should have been able to do on day one, now you can do on day
5 months
120
later.
Yeah. Or whatever.
But still, it's almost worth the wait. But yeah. And I stand by 7.5 for Ghost Recon, to those who complained.
To those who complained.
Basically, those 360 games, they're going to get hard scores, because they should.
All right.
I've been too lenient. You know what I've noticed lately? This is true.
What's that?
You know what the sign of a great game is?
What's that?
When you're not playing it,
you're always thinking about it.
Thinking about playing it.
Right.
Like, games are like a woman.
Right. Yeah. How so? Continue that sentence.
When you're not playing them,
you're
thinking about playing them.
Okay.
And there really hasn't been any games on the 360 yet that when I'm not playing them, I can't wait to get home.
I think Oblivion may be that game for a lot of
people. Oblivion is that game for a lot of people. I don't know if it's really that game for me. Maybe I don't know if I'm really...
Oh, you can't even figure out how to do the magic.
I don't think I've really gotten far enough.
Okay.
It's been a busy week. But
we're
moving
of,
on, right? Yeah.
Xbox and Xbox 360. Let's hit up those releases. We got the Far Cry Instincts remix games, I guess you can call them. Evolution for the Xbox and Predator for the 360. There's no reviews out for these games, but my understanding is that this is the Instincts game, but there's some more additional content and some more multiplayer options. Would that
be
correct?
For the 360, it's the same, you know, it's a graphically upgraded version of last year's Far Cry, plus Evolution added to it, graphically upgraded.
Well, Evolution is what?
Evolution is a whole new game. And what I heard on the 360 version is that you actually have to finish Far Cry Instincts in order to get Evolution unlocked.
Really?
That's what I read. I could be wrong, but that's just
that sounds weird to me.
I just repeat things that I've you know, vaguely passed along in online.
That you've heard? Okay.
Yeah. You know, because we all know
that
how reliable everything you read on the internet is.
Right.
Because the internet's very
So that's Far Cry. I mean, the Far Cry was pretty good for Xbox. If the graphics were better, I think I would like it more. I think that's safe to say.
Graphics whore.
Graphics were sort of lacking a little bit.
Were they?
On the Xbox
I played the
version.
Demo.
They were okay.
The demo wasn't bad.
Compared to the PC version.
Yeah.
It was good. Just compared to the PC, it was definitely lacking.
I just don't know if I need another FPS right now.
Wait, what the hell's going on?
What?
Do you hear music?
No.
I must have opened up a web browser. Oh, I did.
Oh.
These stupid ads that are playing, you know, where the music just comes on. When you load up a web, like on IGN or GameSpot or something, when you load up a page.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You know those ads that just start playing
never heard
music?
Of them. What's an advertisement?
What?
What? Who? Who is this?
Anyway.
Where are we?
We also have Rumble Roses for the Xbox 360. I'm freaking exhausted already, dude.
I know.
My throat's killing me.
I'm not letting you stop. It's marathon.
Right, marathon.
Marathon
Rumble
show.
Roses.
Marathon, yes, Rumble Roses. Now, is that Rumble
double
Roses?
Double X.
Is it double X or is it 20?
Well, what else would it be? 20. It is, it's not 20. I don't
know.
Why
don't
they just
the
call it triple X?
Because no one's nude.
Right. Oh, so it's only double X? Yeah. Well, you know.
Because it's made out of moonshine? I don't know.
I actually played it at a kiosk yesterday.
Maybe it's Rumble Rose's Dos Equis.
Dos Equis, yeah. For the Mexican. For Mexicans who can't get enough of the Japanese perversion.
Japanese wrestling and Mexican beer. I want to know what two things go better together than that.
I'm not sure. Anyway, it got a 6.5 from IGN.
Really?
So that's not exactly a rave review there.
It's like, what is it? I guess it's like a DOA4 slutty cousin. And that's saying something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. You know, the graphics are pretty good. I played it yesterday briefly.
Is it hard to play with one hand?
It's hard to play with one hand. I don't know. It is what it is. It's, you know, it's like, it's going to be a wrestling game. You know exactly what you're getting. You're getting a mediocre wrestling game with some really good panty shots and ass shots. So if you're into that, you'll probably like it. You know, it's got Xbox Live support, so that's cool. But, you know,
yeah,
it's a budget wrestling game in terms of the actual wrestling part.
Meh.
Meh. Yeah. Not that interested. Budget. Maybe when it's like $20.
Maybe when. I mean, that's also a big maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Well, you can dress up the girls in like maid uniforms and stuff. Oh. They like that in Japan.
I was going to say. Is that exciting to dress up girls? Is that what the epitome of manly gaminess is? Ooh, I get to dress up girls.
They like the Dead or Alive, you know?
Yeah. I guess.
Painkiller. Oh, what's up with Painkiller? Painkiller got delayed.
Oh, okay.
It was supposed to come out this week. It's delayed. So screw that.
But moving on to, actually, I can't believe it. A new game for the GameCube this week?
Yeah, another Harvest Moon game.
This one's supposed to be different, though, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. You tell me.
I thought this one's supposed to be a little less Harvest Moon-y, a little more Animal Crossing-y.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
At least that's how they're advertising it.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
The pop-up ad on IGN for today, that's how they described it.
Oh.
So, maybe, I mean, if it is, that's great.
It got an 8.2 from IGN.
Really? See? What do they have to say?
They say it's good. They say Harvest Moon Magical, I don't know. They say Harvest Moon Magical Melody will be the final GameCube version, and it is by far the best. The sheer depth of gameplay will impress even the most seasoned veterans. I'm just laughing at a veteran of Harvest Moon. And the difficulty is there as well. Which, while it'll be quite a bit of struggle for new players, Magical Melody is well worth a learning curve. The package isn't perfect, suffering from dated graphics and bland audio, but it has it where it counts. For anyone who considers themselves a true Harvest Moon fan, this one simply can't be passed up.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good.
So, yeah, so get those gardens going.
Yes. Excuse me. Maybe I want that game.
Maybe you do.
Maybe I'd rather start a farm than dress up women in different underwear.
Well, that's your loss.
Yeah. At least I'll have two hands on the controller.
Right. All right, what else we got? We got a new PSP release this week.
Yes, this is our last new release of the week, isn't it?
Maybe it is.
All right.
This is the new Untold Legends game.
Yes.
The Warrior's Code. I don't know anything about it. There's no reviews or anything.
I think it's from what I've gathered, it's more of the same.
Yeah. Well, this is
Dungeon Crawler.
What's that? Yeah, it's the Champions. Yeah. Champions of Norrath for the PSP, basically.
But yeah, but not as good.
But not as good. Sweet.
Yeah. I like Champions of Norrath.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be a good dungeon crawler for the 360.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be at some point. Yeah, well, isn't Oblivion sort of? Well, you mean
it's not. You know what? The third person view.
Yeah.
Is really ass.
It is.
Mm. Yeah, I'll be the first. The guy. It looks like the guy's floating on ice the whole time. Like he doesn't really walk. He just kind of slides around.
Hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't really do it for me.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to something else.
Are we going to do the CAG bag right now?
Yes, yes. We're going to do an abbreviated show today.
Because you have the Hansa virus?
I have SARS.
You have SARS? You have the avian bird flu?
Something like that. Wah, wah!
Congo monkey virus? What do you got? Are you hanging out with Dustin Hoffman again?
What does he have?
The outbreak virus.
Oh, right. Oh. Jeez. Nice obscure reference there.
Everyone's seen Outbreak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
All right. Cagbag it.
Cagbag.
Cagbag it.
Yes.
All right. You go first.
Okay. I'm
tired. Fading fast.
We'll start with a question from Frisky Tanuki, who asks...
probably too hard. I know it's going to be too hard. I won't be able to
Who are your
it.
Favorite or least favorite personalities within the games industry?
I knew it. Do you have an answer or do I have to go?
I'm going to go with... I like Kevin Pereira on the Attack of the Show. I don't think he's so bad.
Yeah, and, I like him too.
Yeah. Mrs. Wombat.
He's funny. He seems like he's quick-witted.
Yes. Mrs. Wombat thinks he's cute, so, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I actually, you know, when I was at Tokyo Game Show last year, I was on the subway platform, and I happened to be standing right next to that whole the whole G4 posse with Kevin Pereira, the Morgan Webb, and Adam Sessler. Yeah. And I was sort of spying on them to see how annoying they were.
How annoying are they?
They weren't that annoying, you know. I can put a lot up to jet lag, you know.
Gotcha.
They seemed okay. They didn't seem too bad. They were drinking beers on the platform.
I do think that Adam Sessler and Morgan Webb lately just they just sound like they're reading cue cards. Like they've given
They
up.
Are reading cue
I
cards.
I know, but I mean they've literally just given up.
In fact, one of our very own Violent Lee on Cheap Ass Gamer writes the reviews for them.
That's hysterical. I did not know that.
Yes. He's a very prolific guy, Violent Lee.
Wow.
Oh, yeah,
I give him a 4 out of 5.
Right. I don't know. I don't know too many, like, favorite personalities. You know who my favorite personality is? Sundance D. Giovanni.
There you go. Of course he is.
From Cold Pizza on ESPN and from the Major League Gaming. He's my favorite. What a great guy.
Not Vladimir?
Oh, Vladimir Cole from Joystick. I like.
I mean, really, these are like your friends and you're just completely dissed him.
Well, I forget, you know.
That
I,
your friends
I'm,
are personal.
I'm dizzy over here. You got to cut me some slack.
What about Wombat?
Yes, Vlad. Vlad is
what
pretty
about
cool.
Wombat?
Very, Vlad,
is, he
Vlad
your
is a very opinionated guy, like. You, it's very easy. I think he likes to get into arguments with people. I've gotten into a lot of arguments with him over AOL Instant Messenger, and then I'm like, you know, I really don't care that much.
That's funny.
But that guy can power down a cheeseburger like nobody's business.
At the Shake Shack?
At the Shake Shack, definitely.
Shake Shack is the bomb. What about Wombat? Do you like him? He's a good video game person.
No, no. I just tolerate him.
Yeah, no, me too.
Because he's such a big shot.
Yes.
I mean, because he has a computer that can record things.
it's a marriage
like?
Of
I
convenience.
Don't know. I don't like anybody else.
No, I don't think so. Frisky Kintunuki also asks, are there any series that you'd love to see return for the next generation systems that sat out for the last generation?
Yes, RoboCop.
you always say
the
RoboCop.
RoboCop series.
And I'm going to say Mutant League Football again.
Oh, no, wait. RoboCop was on this
generation. It was. They made a crappy RoboCop game.
Made a crappy one. Do you know they made a crappy RoboCop first-person shooter for Xbox, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was also released for GameCube in Japan.
Interesting.
Little known fact.
And you have both.
I don't have either.
Signed by Peter Weller.
Disgusting. I heard it was of the RoboCop 3 caliber, so I just said no.
Oof. But yeah, I'm going with I would like to see Mutant League Football come back. Is that set up?
I always say that.
I do always say that. And wait, there's probably something else too that I'm not thinking of.
I want to see. How about a Sonic game that doesn't suck?
A Sonic game that doesn't suck would be very nice as well. Yeah, there's probably a handful of Genesis the games that I'm thinking of that just aren't like a Golden
Axe.
That's
Thornbond's question.
I know. What Genesis and TurboGrafx-16 games would you like to see on the Revolutions Virtual Console? Well, he's asking what original games would we like to see. Thorbond 3.
Yep.
Yes. So what games would you like to see? You don't know what games you'd like? You don't like any?
TurboGrafx. Who can even name a TurboGrafx game?
Splatterhouse. Hello.
Bonk. Bonk.
Splatterhouse and Bonk. I'd like to see both of them, and I'm sure we will.
How about all of the NHL series games for Genesis?
Mutant League Football.
What? Here's all I want to see for Revolution. Screw Genesis. I want to see Super Bomberman.
I want
Super Bomberman that was on Super Nintendo, and I want it to be online multiplayer. That's all I need.
I would like to see Herzog's Wii.
Hmm.
And I'd like to see those Electronic Arts game where you had like four army men, each with different skills. It was like a strategy, cartoony action game. I forget the name of it. Oh, someone will find it and help me out.
I don't know.
I liked that game when I was a little kid.
Oh, all right.
And, what's the name of the game? I want to say it was a launch game for the Genesis made by Sega. Mystic Defender? Mm-hmm. Is that the name of the game?
Maybe.
Were you the guy who wears all blue when he charges stuff up, when he has lots of magic powers?
Maybe.
And the Shinobi.
I can't remember anything from my college days. That's asking way too much.
Whatever. That's because you lost all your hair since then. And with it, your memories, yeah.
Maybe. Okay, let's go on to our next question.
Yes.
EC Maza asks, what are your thoughts on Shadow of the Colossus running away with pretty much every award possible at GDC?
It surprised me. I honestly, as he mentions, this is the second part of his question. I think that Resident Evil 4 was the better game. As far as I'm concerned, Resident Evil 4 is the perfect game of last generation. This generation, current generation.
Yeah, Shadow of the Colossus, I guess.
But
I think they're so enamored with the creativity of the sort of the gameplay and that, like,
what
would it be
it
like if we made a game where it's just all boss fights?
I'm not going to say I don't understand why it was picked.
Right.
But I think Resident Evil 4 takes everything that was new and interesting about last generation, this generation, whatever you want to call it, and perfected it into one glorious package called Resident Evil 4.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I finished Resident Evil 4, but I got halfway through Shadow of Colossus, and now I'm sort of taking a break.
And Resident Evil 4 is like 7 times as long.
Because
that game takes, like 30 hours to finish. Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
And the Shadow of the Class is what, like 10?
Yeah.
Which isn't 7 times, that's only 3.
Right.
But still.
Whatever, we understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm aware.
Next question.
Don't know how to multiply.
No. Odinat? Odinat?
Sounds good.
I don't know. He asks, what are your opinions on the new PS3 controller? Do you think it's just an attempt at Sony to trying to generate some hype, a la Nintendo's Revolution controller? They have not released information on the new controller,
no,
right?
No, they haven't shown nothing yet.
They've just said they're scrapping the boomerang.
Yes.
You know, I think they took a lot of slack and the heat from the gaming community about the boomerang, and they were just like, screw it.
I still don't think they know what they're going to do without, with their vibration lawsuit.
Right.
And I still think they're trying to work around that. I mean, they have...
Oh, interesting.
They
interesting.
Have
could
bigger
be.
Problems than
the shape of the
than
controller.
The shape of the controller.
They got to figure out how they're going to get
they're going to have to figure out... Yeah, they're going to have to figure out how to make this thing feel good in my lap, and they're getting close to 0 hour.
For your lap.
For my lap.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm very upset that the Revolution is not going to be the Nintendo console's true name. Because I think that's a good name.
Well, it is a good name. But who knows? Maybe they'll think of something better.
I really wanted to use this. There's this dance music song called It's Time for the Revolution. And I was going to use that on the launch date CADcast. And now the idea's out the window.
Yeah, you'll have to find out something with the new name.
Right.
I believe it's called the Nintendo Wombat.
Yeah, it's a great name.
It is a great name. It's furry and slightly overweight. And by slightly, I mean very.
Okay. Pawn Takes King asks, what happened to some of CAGcast's older features, such as the CAG wish list? You should resurrect it and have a CAG wish list devoted to your hopes for E3. I don't even remember the CAG wish list. What was the CAG wish list?
I think it was when we talked about games we wish were made.
Oh. Okay. Okay, well, yeah. We'll bring it back for our hopes for E3.
When you're healthy again.
When I'm healthy again, and I can write up a proper outline.
Yes.
And now he has a question about you.
Me?
For you, rather. Wombat, you mentioned in the last CADcast that you'd love to become the Roger Ebert of video games. However, how would you go about reviewing a game that you normally wouldn't play? Metal Gear Solid 3, for example, that most of the industry declares a hit. Also, wouldn't you ever get tired of playing and reviewing the crappy $5 bargain bin games?
Well, you know, here's what it would come down to also. I mean, I am but one man, so I don't know if it's even physically possible to review every new release per week, even if I wanted to. So I probably would have to go with the higher profile games. Although if, you know, let's say, I don't know, I did this for a living, which currently I don't.
You can make the time.
I can make the time. I would definitely have played through Metal Gear Solid 3 Subsistence and been like, you know, this
if
is
if you were getting paid for it and you didn't have to go to work every day.
Yeah, I'd be like, you know what? I didn't like it because of this, because I don't need, you know, 45-minute cutscenes and 10 minutes of playing the game. So, and yet I would, yes, I would definitely play through the whole thing and I'd suffer through it, and I'd suffer through it for you.
Yes, and then when Mrs. Wombat comes and tells you to walk the dog while you're playing a game, you'd be like, honey, I'm working over here.
Exactly. This is my job. This is how I put food on the table.
That's right. Exactly.
And then I'd throw it at her. Then I'd have to explain a black eye to my friends again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's finish these up here. Icon Forever asks, now that the PS3 announced itself to be region-free, do you think the Revolution will come out and do the same thing? It would really make things easier for me importing games, since it looks hard to play imports on the Revolution.
And for the record, I meant a black eye on me.
Black what?
For the record, I meant a black eye on me.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Do we think the Revolution will be region-free? I sure hope so.
I mean, it's an interesting question. It's a very interesting question, and I hope so.
Right.
It would be
here's the better question.
Yes.
The better question is, will the PS3 be backwards compatible region free?
You asked that last week.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, I really want to know.
I know
obviously.
You do. Obviously.
I have a, for obvious reasons.
And it's a good thing I have the answer.
Yeah?
No, I don't. I'm just getting your hopes up for no reason.
Bastard.
I'm a dick.
Okay. Okay. Here's our last question. Finally, I can stop talking. Shipwreck asks, Cheapity and Wombat, since you are both married, what's one moment that sticks out in your mind where your wife has gone out of her way to embrace your dorkdom? And he gives an example where he says his groom's cake at his wedding was actually in the shape of an Xbox. There are pictures of us actually cutting our wedding cake with a large orange-flavored Duke controller sitting right next to it.
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
That is
dorky. My wife, there was no chance of that happening at my wedding.
But for the record, we both know that Chipwreck's wife also plays a lot of video games.
Yes.
So that's, I don't know if it's just for him in that sense.
Right. Well, can you answer that question?
I can answer that question.
I can't compete with that.
No, I can't compete with that, but I'll give you two. I'll give you when the network adapter was brand new. Remember when they were hard to find and there were shortages?
Yes.
My then girlfriend, now wife, went out of her way to find one and buy one for me.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that she made you one.
She made me one out of dry macaroni and a shoebox.
And paper clips.
And also, the other one would be she let me name our dog Zelda.
There you go.
So our dog
that's pretty good.
Yeah, our dog is named Zelda after the...
Man, I don't know. I don't think I can compete with that. I don't know. I remember a few times that Mrs. Cheapy has sort of demanded that I buy games right away and not wait till they got cheaper. Specifically, Onimusha games. But I can't really compete with that. She won't buy me anything because she knows that...
Yeah. Are you going to answer the second? Are we going to go with the second part of his question too? Because I kind of like it.
What was that? Oh,
yeah.
If there was a massively multiplayer online G.I. Joe game, which Joe and which Cobra character would you be?
That's an awesome question. I love that. That's my new favorite question, and that would be on. That's now on. That's next week's wish list.
Okay.
Would be the massively multiplayer G.I. Joe game with every character in the history of the animated series and action figure line.
I would prefer a massively multiplayer online Transformers game.
You know, maybe both.
Right. Okay, so who would you be? So we can wrap this fucking thing up.
Excuse me, crotchety bastard.
I'm dying over here.
I was going to say...
I feel like I've been swallowing razor blades for the last time.
That's funny. I'm not going to say Snake Eyes, because I think everyone would say Snake Eyes.
Yeah. And he never says anything,
he
doesn't.
Right? He can't talk.
Right. He has no mouth.
No, I'm probably going to go with...
He just has Snake Eyes.
Possibly Lowlight. He was always kind of cool.
I don't even know who that is. Okay.
Or maybe Tunnel Rat.
Tunnel Rat. Who's the guy with the flamethrower?
The guy, Barbecue?
Barbecue.
Yeah.
I would like to be Barbecue so I could flamethrower everybody and then ask people how they like their ribs. You know? What movie is that from? Do you remember?
I have no idea.
How do you like your ribs? No?
Outbreak?
Action Jackson.
Oh! I thought it was Outbreak.
What about which Cobra character would you be?
That would be... Oh, God. What the hell's the guy's name? Firefly?
Destro?
Is it Firefly? Is that who I'm thinking of?
Firefly. I can only remember Destro and the twins.
Right. Zaymot and Tamox.
And the girl. Yeah. Baroness.
Baroness. Baroness was hot.
That's all I can remember right now.
Yeah. And Cobra Commander.
All right.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
You mustered through 40 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to go pass out now?
Too long.
Do you need me to rub some Vicks on your chest? Because I'll fly out there and do it.
Something. I need something. I don't know.
Yeah, I wish
I
could.
Well, thanks, everybody, for listening to our half-ass show this week.
We'll be better next week, we promise.
We'll be better next week. But thank you for your support. Tell your friends. Buy our coffee cup mugs.
We're going to have mugs?
And towels.
Nice. Golf towels.
We're not going to have anything.
Damn it.
See you next time, everybody.
Bye. Something's coming up the plumbing portal, Luigi's in a bind. Giant turtle, Captain Ken, and creepy crabs are right behind. Spider flies, jeepers, giants, they're all coming out the pipe. Mario, where are you? It's Atari Mario Brothers with Mario from Donkey Kong, his brother Luigi, and lots of crazy creatures. And it's twice the fun when two play at once, because you need all the help you can get. Mario, where are you? Mario Brothers, new from Atari.